heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so much for joining us. On this program, we seek to explore the intersection of faith and family and work life. How is it possible to walk by faith and not by sight? And how do you live a life that's pleasing to God? How can you ask God into every part of your life, your parenting, your friendships, your work life, and your leisure time? Is it possible to be friends with God? And does God still perform miracles? These are questions that we explore on this program. Does God answer prayer? And do our prayers matter? Again, we like to talk about these questions on this Everyday Faith program. If you already know Jesus as your Savior, this show is intended to be an encouragement and perhaps provide some examples to draw from of God's grace and mercy. If you don't yet know Christ or have a living hope, we believe that faith comes from hearing and hearing from the Word of God. We also believe in the power of God's Word, or you also may know it as the Bible. And we believe in the power of sharing testimonies of the goodness of God and how we worship a promise-keeping God. And His promises are ours to believe and receive. We also believe that God's Word never comes back void. In the Old Testament, God said through the prophet Isaiah, referring to His Word, He said, quote, I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. So on this show, we've been given a chance to share God's Word and His truth. And as St. Augustine once said, the truth is like a lion. It does not need to be defended. Let it loose and it will defend itself. Thanks again for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Gordonsville Volunteer Fire Company Auxiliary is hosting the 2017 Miss Gordonsville Flame Pageant on June 3rd, starting at 1 o'clock. It's open to girls from surrounding counties and towns. Deadline to register is May 19th. Call 540-259-2403 to register. A 5K walk run to benefit Hospice of the Piedmont happens on May 13th, starting at 8 a.m. in Keswick Hall. Details of registration are available at hopva.org. And the Saka U14 Express soccer teams are looking for sponsors for their 8th annual duathlon. The duathlon is a run-bike event for ages 7 to 16. It happens on May 21st, and proceeds from the duathlon will help the U14 players in their fundraising efforts to play in Spain. Details at dogwoodduathlon.com. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us again on the program is my friend Neil Sansevich. Neil is a business guy in the greater Charlottesville area and a strong man of faith. Thank you for joining us again on the show, Neil.
Well, thank you, Jeff, for having me. I appreciate it.
You're one of those guys that I can call on, and I didn't give you much notice because I had a cancellation. You know who your friends are. I called you with less than a day's notice, and I appreciate you rearranging your schedule to join us today. But this is Everyday Faith Radio, and Neil, what I want to do is read this story from the Gospel of Matthew, and I'll have a few comments, and you can make any comments that you want about it. Our story is going to be familiar to most of our listeners. It comes from Matthew chapter 19, and it's called The Rich in the Kingdom of God. It goes like this, Matthew 19, starting at verse 16. Just then a man came up to Jesus and asked, Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life? Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied. There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments. Which ones? He inquired. Jesus replied, you shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself. All these I have kept, the young man said. What do I still lack? Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Just then Jesus said to his disciples, truly I tell you, it's harder for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Neil, let me tell you the insight that I've received just from reading that passage. I don't believe, from my perspective, that God was, or Jesus was against this man's wealth. I don't believe that's the case. I think that God wants us to prosper, and he wants us to do great things for the kingdom. And so I don't think it was a money issue. For me, the insight that I sort of see this when I kind of dive into this passage, it's an idol worship.
Right.
It's a case of rearrange. You have a, as St. Augustine, who we quoted earlier, says, this is a bad case of disordered love. In other words, he had his money first, and then his relationship with God, and so on and so forth. And I think as you read the scripture, it talks about your life and eternal life, but your life doesn't really fit properly until you put God first. And so for this particular person, it was go sell and it basically what Jesus was saying, cleanse the temple.
Right.
You've got idols set up to your own success and your own wealth in this case. So for somebody else who is not in that position of wealth, it could be we all have different idols at times that build up in our life. And I think that in this case, Jesus is challenging us to tear down those idols, get right with God, put God first, and out of that, everything then flows properly. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does make sense. I mean, I became a believer 30-something years ago, and it's taken me a period of time to get those priorities in place. Mm-hmm. And I've been studying the Ten Commandments, and it's the first one that says, yes, love the Lord your God, mm-hmm, and then all these others. And yes, you read some other scripture where it says, forsake the kingdom,
yes,
and then. Mm-hmm. I think in this basic passage is that his priorities were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that kind of came to mind when you were speaking is, I think to get us in alignment with God's will is at first realize is a repentance.
Yes.
And realizing it's just repentance. Mm. It's not understanding that we're bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a mind change of aligning ourself with new type of thinking. It's God's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I agree. I think, but also when I read that too about riches, in the real world, mm-hmm, we have to be very, very careful that we don't put these things, especially as a business person in Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to, our identity is what we do and what we own and where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to be very, very conscious of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that we beat ourselves, you know, with a, you know, with a whip or something. But at the same time, I think you can easily get out of whack, get out of that alignment.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to align not with what we think is the way we should live. He's already given this roadmap. We should then repent and then align our thinking with how he wants us to think.
You know what just popped into my mind, Neil, is let me give you the exact opposite example of idol worship. So we have the the young ruler that they refer to this gentleman as in Scripture. Now let's talk about the woman who had an alabaster jar filled with perfume. And we don't know that much about her other than she broke the alabaster jar, and I believe Scripture says it was worth about a year's wages. So she breaks the alabaster jar and anoints Jesus' feet. In other words, takes it to the Lord, and what she has comes and worships Jesus with her wealth. In my mind, that just kind of popped into my mind is the juxtaposition of the two. We have one who Jesus says, well, you know what? Sell that. In other words, get yourself right. Get the order of love right in your life. So we have that example. And then we have, again, the case of a year's worth of wages, anointing Jesus' feet and throwing it at his feet. It's just a different mm-hmm. different lifestyle.
Well, it's not only that. I think you build yourself up with these things
yes.
so much, and mm-hmm. it becomes your identity. With the woman with the alabaster box,
mm-hmm.
you know, she was probably a little humbled,
yeah.
and she loved the Lord so much that she gave it all.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to give the listeners, I listened to it yesterday, I'll plug it, Lily McLeod YouTube. She sings a song called Alabaster Box.
Mm.
You'll be blessed by it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Neil Sansevich as our guest on the program. Neil, we are headed towards the break, but I'm wondering, in your life, do you have any thing that God has put on your heart recently? Neil, I know we're heading towards the break, but is there any scripture that's kind of just top of mind for you today?
What I've lately I've been really studying, and this has gotten to me, is I've been studying James, which is is the convicting one,
mm-hmm.
you know, about really about my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it an active faith? Is it that faith that's a verb? You know, I know, and I think a lot of people listening know that we can't do anything to earn salvation. But I think the way that we can love Jesus is to actually be active and to actually serve, you know, in a way. So I've been very conscious of the fact that I try to do things and actually give back gratitude, you know, and by being a servant in some kind of way. Little things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what I've been consciously trying to be more active in my faith.
Can I let a little bit of the truth loose here
sure.
as we head towards the break? This is James chapter 1, picking up in verse 2. Consider it pure joy. This is always hard.
Yes.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not be expected to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all that they do. You and I have had that conversation
right.
about double-minded.
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
Well, to not doubt.
Yeah.
You know, we have to walk in faith to actually believe and trust, just not to know in our minds, but to actually believe and trust. And the one thing also is that faith has to be activated. It's like a muscle.
Yes.
If you don't use it and step out in faith, you know, you become deficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to be more active. At least that's what I'm trying to do.
And have you found, and again, we're almost at the break, Neil, but have you found in your life the times that you've stepped out in faith that you've ended up that your, as you phrased it, your faith muscle has grown, that you kind of spiritually gotten closer to the Lord during those times?
Yes, because I know, and it's what I believe, is that I can please the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have a purpose,
mm-hmm.
and the purpose is sometimes stepping out, even when our flesh doesn't feel like maybe getting involved in somebody's life,
right.
serving somebody, mm-hmm. going visiting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your flesh doesn't want to necessarily do that.
Mm-hmm.
I know in my mm-hmm. case, but I know when I say, you know what, I know it's my purpose, and I can please the Lord like I'm doing it unto Him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, after I do it, sometimes it might be embarrassing,
mm-hmm.
but I know that it pleases the Lord.
And that's one of the verses that we talk about on this program. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because everyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He earnestly rewards those who seek Him. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We have so much more to talk about with my good friend Neil Sansevich. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. The Virginia Folk Life Program at the Virginia Foundations for the Humanities will offer the class of master artists in the Virginia Folk Life Apprenticeship Program, lyre candy making, spinning and weaving, logging, banjo making, soul food cooking, and more. Details at virginiafolklife.org. The 42nd Annual Batesville Day will happen on May 6th starting at 8 a.m. with a 10K race. At 11 a.m., it's the Batesville Parade, and at noon, they'll feature the fair, food, and music. For more information, visit batesvilleva.org. Monticello High School Band Boosters' third annual Casino and Jazz Night happens on Friday, May 19th at Monticello High School. Proceeds raise funds to purchase uniforms, shoes, sheet music, and more for the music department at Monticello High School. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@seavillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation, though you're not the only one.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have my good friend Neil Sansevich. Neil, I have some more of God's Word I want to dive into, but I want to ask you a question about kind of your own faith journey for any of our listeners. Have you felt like there's a time when you had to really walk in faith? You know, we touched on that before the break about, you know, what it means to really step out in faith. But does anything come to mind just real quick in terms of, you know, this was a time in my life where I had to, as Proverbs chapter 3 says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Mm. Was there, can you think back during the film of your life where you can say, right at this time?
Well, it right came to me just now.
Yes.
Hope you have a few minutes.
Yes.
This was about 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Again, striving and hard, become this big business person. Mm-hmm. I'm a competitive type of individual. And this is 20 years ago, mm-hmm. 25 years ago. And I was in the art business.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting at a table in Dallas. And I got in front of these big, important people about to sell these, you know, very upper-end pieces of artwork. And this is a time of my life, I was a believer years before,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of put it on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Being immature, I got it out into the world,
mm-hmm.
and I was in the business world, and I didn't know how to actually mix my ministry or even my walk with the Lord with business. Again, I was young. And around the table, all of a sudden, people started bashing believers and Christians.
Mm.
And these are the people it took me years to get in front of. Mm. Owner of the King Ranch, owner of this big hotel that I'm trying to sell these big pieces of art to.
Mm.
You see, so I had this fight.
Mm.
Like if I kind of stand up and tell them, I might lose this business,
mm.
I might lose these relationships.
Mm.
But what dwelled in me up so much,
mm.
I spoke out
mm.
and said, I basically said, you know what? Mr. I forgot his name. It's been 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that really offends me.
Mm.
I said, I am a believer.
Mm-hmm.
I became a believer.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, my partner at the time couldn't believe it. I said, what are you doing? And you know what? I didn't care. And you wouldn't believe. And that was, believe it or not, a very strategic moment of me recommitting myself to the Lord. And it changed It changed the direction of my life.
Wow.
And thank God it happened. I eventually found the girl that the Lord wanted. I have a beautiful family. And that is a very, very strategic point. When I stood up to actually lose the business, but then stood up for the Lord.
That's interesting. You know, last week we had a mutual friend on the program, Tom Trevelyan, local businessman, and he was talking about in his life a similar journey where he felt like he was at this crossroad and he had one foot in the world and one foot in the faith life, and at a certain point he had to lift up that foot out of the world and put and go all in.
Right. And that was the most freeing thing for me. And that's one thing I've learned in my walk. It's really kind of, you don't get that freedom until you're all in. Those fruits, those promises that Jesus gives us of the true joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, until you're really all in. I think the Lord wants us to know, are we really following him? You know? And it's difficult sometimes, but it's freeing at the same time.
Well, you know what? Earlier on the show, and we're talking with Neil Sansevich on Everyday Faith Radio, earlier in the program, you were talking about how you are feeling grateful about things. And when I connect that, I believe it's James. It's certainly in the New Testament. It says, all good gifts come down from heaven, from God. And so when you're all in your faith and you believe that to be true and something good in your life happens, you can then turn around and give thanks,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. It's going kind of back and forth. You're like, thanks, God, for that.
But not only that, even in the hard times, too, that's important, too, when that faith is being tested. Yes. To still, Lord, thank you for salvation.
Right.
I try to wake up in the morning, and the first things come to my mind, I said, Lord, thank you for this day, but most importantly, that eternal perspective.
Yes.
You're preparing a place in heaven for me for eternity. This old body that's getting older, you promised me to give me a new spiritual body that lasts forever. So if I can start my day that way, man, and put on that armor, I feel like I can run through the wall.
And let me just, and just listening to you, Neil, it brought up, I believe it's Romans 10 that says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. And so for any of our listeners who are wondering, how do I get what Neil has there? How do I get that faith? It's really, it's a believing, it's and then there's a, as you said earlier, there's an activation to it. It's confessing as well.
Exactly right. Well, the first thing is that you, I want to say that a lot of people might be listening. You don't need the greatest faith in the world. The Lord said, if you open the door, I will come into you. It takes a little bit of faith. And then he does the work. He deposits himself, the Holy Spirit. And that's when you really life starts happening, you see. And it's been a fantastic journey. And, you know, every day it's another day, another exciting day.
You reminded me of, I think, Revelation chapter 3 says, Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. Whoever hears my voice and opens the door, I will eat with them and they with me. And so that's, I like the way you phrased that. Just open the door.
Just open the door.
Yeah.
But you know, the one thing I like to say that I really come clear to me over the last few years, and I'll confess, I didn't necessarily feel the love of God. Okay, I'm talking about for years, didn't necessarily feel the love until I realized, you know, that I my identity was kind of on shaky foundation there. And then I've done a digging in the world and really not to know, but to believe that I have a heavenly Father that loves me. And that really became a foundation of me growing and matured and maturing, is that we have a heavenly Father who loves us and wants the best. And what's the best for us?
And would send his son
to
be an atoning sacrifice for all the sins you've ever committed and ever will commit.
That's right. Boy, if that's not freedom. And if that, and if we can have a posture of gratitude and not let the world steal that away from us. See, that's what we have to do, too. We have to wake up in the morning and don't let the evil one in the world steal away what we know in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Neil, we're winding down the show, but I want to release some more truth here, as we like to say on the program. This comes from the Old Testament, is Proverbs chapter 4. I have a really good friend, I mean, a sweet, sweet friend in my life, Pat Jensen. We've had Pat on the program. She is battling cancer. And so I've been reading lots of healing scripture and sharing them with her. And it's just been a really sweet time. But I want to read this and then just get any comments, see what this does. It's Proverbs chapter 4, starts at verse 20. It says this: "My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it."
Wow.
You know, and when I hadn't intended this, but when we tie this back to our original passage that we started with the fine young ruler, it was really a heart issue that Jesus was dealing with. And here we see, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. It's just, I love to read God's word.
Mm-hmm. You know, it just came in my heart, I mean, my spirit right now, I want to say, I think there's a lot of people thinking that God gives us things, bad things. And I had to kind of get my thought, really delve in the world. He's a loving father. He doesn't give us cancer.
Right.
He doesn't
have it to give.
No, exactly. Yeah. A lot of people start, when they get this, they start blaming God.
Yeah.
It's an imperfect world that we live into, and that's why he sent Jesus. Yes. That's one of the things that we need to be saved from, and he's given us something even greater, not necessarily a few years live on this earth, but he's promised everlasting life. Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
Yes.
And we should get excited about it.
Yes. And then, you know, I just enjoy this verse because, again, we're talking Proverbs chapter 4, when it talks about what I know you practice every day, Neil, is digging into God's word and not just reading it, but you and I have had the conversation about meditating on God's word is really kind of repeating it to yourself. And I had a teacher one time that told me one of the most important things we can do is preach the gospel to ourselves every day, because, you know, you have all these issues that come up in life, and we have to be constantly digging into God's word. And here we are, God's speaking through King Solomon under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, saying, pay attention to what I say. The King James Version says, incline your ear to me. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them. You know, there's a healing that we still worship a God of miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of folks who have not gone all in on their faith, that's hard for them to understand. But I think what happens, as you mentioned so well earlier, Neil, open up the door to Jesus, let him in, he starts doing his work, and then the word starts to get inside of you, and you understand that it's alive and active, and it does a great work on you. Well, Neil, it's so great to have you on this show. You have been a great friend to me and an inspiration to many people in this town. To you and your family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace.
Heal a broken heart. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make